Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a decentralized network of microchurches, a family of missionaries helping those in the margins of Lake County and beyond experience freedom in Jesus. And in this podcast, we take a look at a passage in the day's reading in the McShane Bible reading plan, and we dive in for a handful of minutes. So sit back, grab a cup of coffee, and let's chat. This is Five by the Fire. And in today's reading, we read Numbers 29, Psalm 73, Isaiah 21, and 2 Peter chapter 2. Now, yesterday afternoon, I had a conversation with a brother that I'm discipling, who in the past had been listening to what he called insightful messages from a well-known voice in the ministry world, who has, should we say, some divergent thoughts. He told me that while this leader's messages were filled with insight, something felt off about them. Something he said felt disingenuous as he leaned in to try and learn more about this leader's theology. Because this is a conversation that's not unfamiliar to me, my heart ached for this brother's journey as he continued to tell me the impact of this leader's messages, where he was ultimately feeling led to lay down the scripture. He didn't fully embrace this alternative message of what he described as a potential cult leader, but he walked away from the messages with a great enough sense of confusion that he no longer felt confidence in the truth that he had formerly known. Fast forward a handful of years, and this brother had gone through trials after trial, including abandonment, loneliness, and he'd done it all without the comfort and the strengthening found in God's word. The net result was a dry and thirsty man, hungry for God, but not knowing where to go. Psalm 73:26 in today's reading reminds us of a truth about sustainment in life. It says, "My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." If God be our portion, we may stumble, but we will not utterly fall. This brother has gone through years of stumbling, but God has sustained him and has redirected him to one who will unashamedly point him back to the truth that will yet again set him free. Now in 2 Peter today, we are encouraged to beware of the voices that speak into our lives. In verse 1, he says, "But false prophets arose among the people, just as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the master who bought them, bringing upon themselves swift destruction." Peter is basically letting us know, hey, we've got this problem and you will too. And you won't necessarily always recognize them at first glance. They will be secretly bringing in these heresies. He goes on in verses 2 and 3. "And many will follow their sensuality, and because of them, the way of truth will be blasphemed. And in their greed, they will exploit you with false words. Their condemnation from long ago is not idle, and their destruction is not asleep." The word sensuality here simply means a message that feels good. It's a false word in the place of the real thing. And you guys know that while not all false teachers are after financial gain, the word reminds us that all will result in their own destruction. And if we're not careful, ours as well. These days, I've gotten in the habit of steering clear of most meats just for the sake of my body's health and, you know, a number of other reasons. But I know the importance of protein. So something we've introduced into our family's diet as a replacement for meat is tofu. I thought I'd never be a tofu guy. I mean, I was bacon and steak for life, right? But given the right amount of seasoning and the right preparation and in the appropriate quantities, you can barely recognize that you're not eating meat. You guys, at their core, the messages of false teachers are tofu for the soul. If they package it right, season it with the right smile and the right timing in their delivery, they put enough other truths around it, you may not even recognize that you are also swallowing down a lie, a replacement for the truth. Anything that is a replacement for the truth is at its heart a lie. And like any lie, it is from the enemy and will lead us to destruction. So a big part of our work as believers is to continue to make God our portion and to keep our ears and our hearts on the alert for false messages. When we sense or smell an aroma that is unlike the pure truth of the gospel, we must not disregard that spidey sense going off, right? We must recognize that as the Spirit pricking us, calling us to awareness. And we must decide to not keep eating, but we must pause, reflect, and spit out anything that is not of God. Like they say, keep the meat and spit out the bones. But then the next reality is, stop sitting down at that table where that meal is being prepared. Go to where you believe you're able to find the trustworthy word of God. All right. So let's pray that the Lord's Spirit would continue to guide us in discerning truth from the lies. Heavenly Father, we thank you that our only hope is you. You and your pure truth. You and your absolute undeniable presence with us, Lord God. So we lean into your Spirit today and we ask that you would help us to have eyes and ears and hearts that can discern through your Spirit's power the truth from the lies, Lord God. Help us to sift through that today, as there's so many deceiving words, so many beguiling messages, Lord God. We don't want to fall prey to those heresies, Lord God, but we want your truth, and we know that ultimately that will set us free, Lord God. We thank you that we are free in you, and we are empowered by you to see the truth. We love you, and we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, that is another episode. Head on over to 5bythefire.org. Leave me a comment. Armand at unshackled.network.org with prayer requests. Subscribe, rate, and share. And I'll see you back here tomorrow on 5 by the Fire. Be blessed and be a blessing.